When waves pile water up on the shore, that water has to drain back down to sea, obviously. So how the water drains depends on the topography of the shore and the wave's direction, and can create a variety of nearshore currents. I'll explain three types of nearshore currents: the undertow, the longshore current, and the rip. Any swimmer on a beach should be aware of these potentially dangerous currents and how to get out if you should get caught in one. The first I'll talk about is the undertow. When waves break on shore, the tops of the waves are falling forward and moving up onto the beach. The water then returns to the ocean by running down along the beach under those breaking waves. If a beach is steeply sloped, that returning water can move very fast, creating a force like a river, fast enough that it can sweep you off your feet. If you find you're caught in an undertow and can't stand up, the best bet is to float with your feet near the surface, where the water isn't moving so fast in a backward direction, and you can swim for shore on the waves. As long as you don't stick your feet down into that fast-moving water along the bottom, you'll be fine. Of course, when people panic, their first instinct is to try and stand up, potentially making matters worse. Undertow is not a big problem on beaches that are very flat or gradually sloped, as the water running back to the sea moves very slowly.